Smell that?
It's the airing of a lot of dirty laundry.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz, what happened?
On Star 102.5.
Going to try and help our listener, Kelly, find out, well, what happened with Gerard. And let's get her side of things first. Hey, Kelly, how you doing? Good morning.
Hey, good morning. What's up?
We're good. All right. So why don't you fill us in? Tell us how you met Gerard and what's happened so far.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I met Gerard on Match.com.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I know it's so typical.
Yeah, we were talking about that. The story is that no one has a good How I Met story anymore because it's all I met right. on Match.com or mm-hmm. I swiped right.
And, yeah.
Okay.
But yours can be I typed in an area code.
Yeah. It's not a very long story anyway.
All right. But it worked, right?
Yeah. And, you know, I had a really good time and I thought that he did too. And now he's been ghosting me.
Okay. Well, how was the date? Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, we had a couple of drinks, we had food, and it was just easy to talk to him. I just felt like we had a lot in common, and he's really funny, and I don't know, it seemed like he was having a good time, and I was having a good time, and then now I just haven't heard from him.
Okay,
so nothing jumps out at all, it was all just a good time, nothing seemed weird, nothing at all.
I mean, no. No, I can't think of anything.
Okay.
Not that I can think of.
It just always seems odd to us, you know, what has happened, what has gone wrong that one person feels as though it was such a great time.
Right.
And then just gets ghosted. But okay, that's why we offer to help. We're going to track down Gerard and see if we can get him to tell his side of things, okay?
Okay, thank you.
In the time it takes you to shower off at the gym,
we'll be back with more Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
So was it really nothing, or does Gerard have some details to share? We'll get his side of things in about 8 minutes.
BFFs.
Most of the time.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
On Star 102.5.